ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 7, entitled Indra Offends Brihaspati, verse number 25.
Tadvishwarupam bhajatashu vipram. Tabasvinam tvashtramadhatmavantam. Sabhajidorthan savithasya devo. Yadi kshamishya dhamutasya karma. Tadvishwarupam bhajatasu vipram. Tabasvinam tvashtramadhatmavantam. Sabhajidorthan savidhasya devo. Yadi kshamishya dhvanutasya karma. Tadvishwarupam bhajatasu vipram. Tabasvinam tvashtramadhatmavantam. Sabhajidorthan savidhasya devo. Yadi kshamishya dhvamutasya karma. Tadvishwarupam bhajatasu vipram. Tabasvinam tvashtramadhatmavantam. Sabhajidorthan savidhasya devo. Yadi kshamishya dhvamutasya karma.
Word-to-word translation. Tat, therefore, Visharupam, Visharupa, Bhajata, just worship as Guru, Ashu, immediately, Vipram, who is a perfect Brahmana, Tabasvinam, undergoing great austerities and penances, Tvashtram, the son of Tvashta, Adha, as well as Atmavantam, very independent, Sabhajitaha, being worshipped, Arthan, the interest, Saha, he, Vidhasyate, will execute, Vaha, of all of you. Yadi, if. Kshamikshadvam, you tolerate. Uta, indeed. Asya, his. Karma, activities to support the daityas. Translation. O demigods, I instruct you to approach Vishwarupa, the son of Tvashta, and accept him as your guru. He is a pure and very powerful Brahmana undergoing austerity and penances. Please, by your worship, he will fulfill your desires, provided that you tolerate his being inclined to side with the demons. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma advised the demigods to accept the son of Tvashta as their spiritual master, although he was always inclined toward the benefits of the asuras. We'll go to the next verse. We'll read a few verses. Verse 26. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Tattaeva viditam rajan brahmana vigita juraha rishim tvashtram upavrajya parishwajyedam abruvan. Srila Shukadev Goswami continued, thus advised by Lord Brahma and relieved of their anxiety, all the demigods went to the sage Vishwarupa, the son of Tvashta. My dear king, they embraced him and spoke as follows. Shri Deva Uchuhu Vayam Te Dithya Prapta Ashramam Bhadramastute Kama Samba Dhyatam Tata Pidrinam Samayochitaha. The demigod said, beloved Vishwarupa, may there be all good fortune for you. We, the demigods, have come to your ashram as your guests. Please try to fulfill our desires according to the time, since we are on the level of your parents. Putranam hi paro dharmah pitr shushrushanam satam abhi putravatam brahman kimuta brahmacharinam. O Brahmana, the highest duty of a son, even though he has sons of his own, is to serve his parents. And what to speak of a son who is a brahmachari? Verse 29 and 30. Acharyo brahmano murti pita murti prajapatehe bhrata marutpater murtir mata sakshat kshite stanuhu dayaya bhagini murtir dharmasya matihi swayam agner abhyagato murti sarvabhutani chatmanaha. The acharyas, the spiritual master who teaches all the Vedic knowledge and gives initiation by offering the sacred thread, is the personification of all the Vedas. Similarly, a father personifies Lord Brahma, a brother King Indra, a mother the planet Earth, and a sister Mercy. A guest personifies religious principles. An invited guest personifies the demigod Agni, and all living entities personify Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. According to the moral instruction of Chanakya Pandit, Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu, one should observe all living entities to be on the same level as oneself. This means that no one should be neglected as inferior, because Paramatma is seated in everyone's body. Everyone should be respected as a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This verse describes the different ways in which one should respect a guru, a father, a brother, a sister, a guest, and so on. Verse 31. Tasmat pitrinamartham artim parabhavam tapasya panayam tata sandesham gartumarhasi. Dear son, we have been defeated by our enemies, and therefore we are very much aggrieved. Please mercifully fulfill our desires by relieving our distress through the strength of your austerities. Please fulfill our prayers. Verse 32. Vrinimahe tvapadhyayam brahmishtam brahmanam gurum yathajnyasa vijeshyama tapastastva tejasa. Since you are completely aware of the Supreme Brahman, you are a perfect Brahmana, and therefore you are the spiritual master of all orders of life. We accept you as your spiritual master and director, so that by the power of your austerity, we may easily defeat the enemies who have conquered us. Purport. One must approach a particular type of guru to execute a particular type of duty. Therefore, although Vishwarupa was inferior to the demigods, the demigod accepted him as their guru to conquer the demon. Nagrihyandihi arteshu yavishtagri അഭിവാദനം ഛന്ദഭ്യോന്യത്ര ന ബ്രഹ്മൻ വയോ ജ്യേഷ്ഠാസ്യ കാരണം. ദ ഡെമിഗോഡ്സ് കണ്ടിന്യൂഡ്, ഡു നോട്ട് ഫിയർ ക്രിറ്റിസിസം ഫോർ ബീയിങ് യങ്ങർ ദാൻ അസ്. സച്ച് എറ്റിക്കേറ്റ് ഡസ് നോട്ട് അപ്ലൈ ഇൻ റിഗാർഡ് ടു വേദിക് മന്ത്രാസ് എക്സെപ്റ്റ് ഇൻ റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ് ടു വേദിക് മന്ത്രാസ് സീനിയോറിറ്റി ഡിറ്റർമിൻഡ് ബൈ ഏജ്. But one may offer respectful obeisances even to a younger person who is advanced in chanting Vedic mantras. Therefore, although you are junior in relationship to us, you may become our priest without hesitation. Purport. It is said, Vruddhatvam vayasavina. One may be senior without being advanced in age. Even if one is not old, one gains seniority if he is senior in knowledge. Vishwarupa was junior in relationship to the demigods because he was their nephew. But the demigods wanted to accept him as their priest, and therefore he would have to accept obeisances from them. The demigods explained that this should not be a cause for hesitation. He could become their priest because he was advanced in Vedic knowledge. Similarly, Chanakya Pandit advises, Nichadabhi uttamam jnanam. One may accept education from a member of a lower social order. The Brahmanas, the member of the most elevated Varna, are teachers. But a person in a lower family, such as a family of Kshatriya, Vaishya or even Shudra, may be accepted as a teacher if he has knowledge. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved of this when he expressed his opinion before Ramananda Roy. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 8.128. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kenanai ye krishna tattva veta se guru hai. It does not matter whether one is a brahmana, shudra, grihastha or sannyasi. These are all material designations. A spiritually advanced person has nothing to do with such designations. Therefore, if one is advanced in the science of Krishna consciousness, regardless of his position in human society, he may become a spiritual master. Om Ajnanatim Ranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ മനോഭീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതം യേന ഭൂതലേ സ്വയം രൂപകദാമഹ്യം ദദാതി സ്വപദാന്തികം. വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരോ ശ്രീയുതപദകമലം ശ്രീഗുരൂന് വൈഷ്ണവാംശ്ച ശ്രീരൂപം സാഗ്രജാതം സഹഗണരഘുനാഥാന്വിതം തം സജീവം സദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപാദാൻ സഹഗണലളിത ശ്രീവിശാഖാന്വിതാംശ്ച. ഹേ കൃഷ്ണകരുണാസിന്ധോ ദീനബന്ധോ ജഗത്പതേ ഗോപേശ ഗോപികാകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമോസ്തുതേ. തപ്തകാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗി രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ. വാഞ്ചകൽപ്പതരൂഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധൂഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. നമോ വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേഷ്ഠായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ. നമസ്തേ സാരസ്വതേ ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ. ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധ ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഭൂതൈർമഹാദ്ഭിർയൈമാ പുരോ വിഭൂ നിർമായ ശേതേ യദമൂഷ പുരുഷ ഭുങ്ക്തേ ഗുണാൻ ഷോഡശ ഷോഡകാസ്മക സോലങ്കൃശീഷ്ട ഭഗവാൻ വചാംസി മേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. വി റീഡ് എ സീരീസ് ഓഫ് വേഴ്സസ് ഇൻ ദിസ് കോണ്ടെക്സ്റ്റ് വേർ ഇന്ദ്ര ആൻഡ് ദ ഡെമിഗോഡ്സ് ഹാവ് ഓൾറെഡി ഒഫൻഡഡ് their spiritual master, Devaguru Brihaspati. Now, they are already suffering the consequences of their aparadha. The first instructive lesson is, we shouldn't offend our own spiritual master or those who are equivalent to spiritual master, and generalizing, not to offend anyone. And here, starting from verse 25, Lord Brahma is the ultimate problem solver for the demigods. So if there are any serious issues, they go to Lord Brahma, who is the ultimate manager of this universe. So he advised the demigods, you have to go and approach the son of Tvashtra, as it is mentioned here. Tvashtra is the son of Tvashtra, as their spiritual master. And by his tapas, by his strength of austerities, they may gain strength, and in that way, the demons will not be able to conquer them. So this is the advice given by Lord Brahma. And as we can see, the demigods had full faith in the instruction of Lord Brahma. So they were completely relieved of the anxiety they had. And indeed, straight away, they approached the son of Tvashtra, Vishwarupa. And as we can see here, the demigods are very intelligent and very diplomatic. They know what to speak and how to speak. So their introduction to Vishwarupa is worth considering. They say to the demigods that, first of all, beloved Vishwarupa, there may be all good fortune for you. So in that way, the demigods accept their position that they can bestow benediction to others. So indeed, they bestowed their benedictions to Vishwarupa. In that way, they satisfied Vishwarupa, and then they presented their position as guests. So this is a very unique position, being a guest. In Vedic culture, guest is known as Atithi. Atithi, right? What is the meaning of Tithi? We say Tithi means a particular day in a week. That is Tithi. That is Tithi. Atithi means one who can come home without any appointment or without appointing a particular Tithi. That is Atithi. So that's where it's mentioned. We have come here as Atithi because they didn't take any appointment from Vishwarupa. Such and such date, such and such time I'm going to come. Can I get an appointment? So the principle of Atithi is a guest can come home anytime, can knock the door. And a host has to honor the guest. The minimum standard is some sweet words, a place to sit, at least a straw mat and a cup of water. That is a minimum reception that is expected. So here, understanding the Vedic culture, demigods told Vishwarupa that we are your guest. In other words, he has an obligation to fulfill the desires of the demigods. So that is the inclined meaning. Then please, straight away they are telling, please try to fulfill our desires according to the time, since we are on the level of your parents. Now after that, they establish their connection as their parents, his parents. So they are older, they are senior, and so we are equivalent to your parent, and we are your guests, and so please fulfill our desires. Then they make him more obliged. It's very interesting that putranam hi paro dharmaha pitra shushrushanam satam. Putranam, of the son's duty, dharma, paro dharmaha, not normal duty. The highest duty of a son is to pitra shushrushanam, to serve their parents. That is the highest dharma of a son. So demigods make the point very clear. And now, you are not just an ordinary son, but kimuta brahmacharinam. Kimuta. What to speak about a brahmachari? Because it is mentioned, abhi putravratam. Even though one is a son, and he has his own son, that is putravrata. He has his own son. Still, parodharma is to serve his parent. So, he established the point. And now, Vishudhupa doesn't have his own son because being a brahmachari. So then what to speak about a brahmachari? Certainly the highest duty is to serve his parents. So he makes everything clear. So this is called Kaumutya Nyaya. Kaumutya. Kaumutya means it's coming from the word of Kimuda, what to speak about. So giving an example, if somebody is, okay, the highest dharma of a son in general is to serve the parent. Then they say, then what to speak about a brahmachari? Because there is no responsibility of families or children or anything. So in that way, logically present. So you can see this Kaumutya Nyaya everywhere in Bhagavatam. Kimuta, what to speak about? After presenting a logic, then what to speak about this situation or such and such person? So that is being used by the demigods. The demigods are very intelligent. So they are using Nyaya, logic, in presenting their case. Then they further go on saying the spiritual master is very, very prominent because he is giving sacred thread and Vedic knowledge. And so the spiritual master is the personification of Vedas. So we also have heard, Prabhupada has explained that our mother is Vedic literature and father is the spiritual master. So that point is mentioned here. That Acharya or the spiritual master is the personification of Veda. Because Sakshat Dharitvena Samasta Shastrai Ukta Sadabha Vetheva Sadbhi. We can read, we chanted today morning in Mangalarati prayers, right? Sakshat Dharitvena. He is Sakshat Haritvena. That is a Sakshat Haritvena. That becomes Sakshat Dharitvena. So Haritva, the state of being Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the position of the spiritual master. That is the position of the spiritual master. And that's why it's mentioned here, is personified Veda. And then similarly, Lord Brahma is the father. So father is representing Lord Brahma because he is the authority if you consider the universal structure. Then brother is Indra because he is giving the water, the rain. So he's like helping. So Indra is in the position, brother is in the position of Indra. Mother is like planet Earth. Because Mother Earth is very tolerant. We are walking on the Earth. Mother Earth tolerates. That's why when we do puja, first we have to take permission from Mother Earth before sitting. Prithvi, Toya, Devi, Vishnura Dhada Tomche Dharayanam Mam Nitrim Pavitram Chasanam Guru. So first we are taking permission from Kshiti, from Mother Earth, Prithvi. Because you are, who is carrying you? Lord Vishnu is actually carrying you. And we are taking from Mother Earth before sitting, before placing the asana. So Mother Earth is personifying tolerance. And so mother is very tolerant. Children do everything to mother, right? As mom, it is mentioned that the child in the womb is kicking the mother. So, but mother doesn't take it as an offense, right? The Brahma uses this analogy in the Brahma's prayers in the 10th canto, 14th chapter. Please don't take my offense very seriously. Consider this as an offense committed by a child in the womb to his mother. So that is tolerance. And after getting, child is born, still child does everything to the mother, right? Kicking the mother, running, shouting, screaming, everything. The mother has to tolerate everything. Child doesn't want to eat. Mother has to feed. It's a big task. So this is the position of the mother. And the mother is representing Mother Earth, proper mother. It's very interesting, actually, if you think about it. The qualities are actually manifested, or we have to imbibe those qualities. As we can see here. And a sister, mercy. Sister is very merciful to brother and siblings. So that is given here. And a guest personifies religious principles. Because when a guest comes, we have to treat the guest appropriately, according to the religious principles, as I mentioned earlier. And then an invited guest personifies the demigod Agni. So this is on a higher status, on a demigod status. Because demigod status means if a demigod comes, we have to respect the demigod. Agni has to be respected. Agni represents even Vishnu. That's why in the yajna, we don't just put off the fire. Just like that. How we put off the fire? By pouring milk. So there is a way of putting off the fire, by pouring milk. And we cannot blow the fire. But the demigod, we had to use the hand. So there are principles out there. We cannot spit on the fire. So there is a demigod. So that is the invited guest, higher status. And all living entities personify Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a higher standard. That's why Prabhupada says, why? The Paramatma is present in all living entities. Atmavat Sarmabhudeshu. Chanakya Pandit says, we had to treat others as how we want to be treated. How we want us to be treated. That's the way we had to treat other living entities. So in that way, the demigods very nicely present their case. That they have a desire and now Vishwarup has to fulfill their desire. So that is the essence of it. And then they present their case. Dear son, we have been defeated by our enemies and therefore we are very much aggrieved. Please mercifully fulfill our desires by relieving our distress through the strength of your austerities. Please fulfill our prayers. So here, and the position of the spiritual master is mentioned in the next verse. Since you are completely aware of the Supreme Brahman, you are a perfect Brahmana, and therefore you are the spiritual master of all orders of life. We accept you as our spiritual master and director so that by the power of your austerity, we may easily defeat the enemies who have conquered us. So they presented, after all this, they presented their case. So this is a very good lesson for us because from this we can learn how to approach a person and how to speak to someone. After that, I will be speaking now from the verse 33, which has a longer purport, and there are very important points that Srila Prabhupada mentioned in this purport. So today, the major portion of this class will spend on this verse 33, where what is seniority? This question is being discussed, which has to be understood very clearly. What is seniority? So here, Prabhupada says, Vruddhattvam Vayasavina. Vruddhattvam means the state of being a senior. Vayasavina, without the age, without the qualification of age, one can become senior. And that is the point the demigods present to Toshta. Because he has knowledge. He has Vedic knowledge, so he is qualified to accept the position of a priest and a spiritual master, even though he is much, much younger than the demigods, as they themselves mentioned, you are like our son. Still, you can be our spiritual master, and you are qualified to accept our obeisances and respects. So this point has to be considered very carefully in our context. In the association of the devotees, Vaishnava etiquettes are very important. Sadachar or Vaishnava etiquette is very important. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that it is just like the golden case for a diamond ring. If the diamond, if it is placed in golden case, it is more appealing, it is more attractive. So that is the position of the Vaishnava etiquette. One may be a nice devotee, one sadhana may be very good, one may be doing a lot of services, but if it has to be enhanced, then the achar, the sadachar has to be proper. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami to explain the proper Vaishnava sadachar, proper Vaishnava dealings. And in a spiritual society, this is very important because this is the essential part of Vaishnava culture. Here, we can understand there are many criteria that define seniority. So it is not just one, and so it becomes a little bit complicated. I will explain different criteria that we have to consider when we consider the seniority of a person. One, age. Age is a factor. Second, initiation. When one got initiated, that is a criteria for seniority. It can be one's, you know, the first, second initiation, etc. And also one's sannyas initiation. Third, one's position in a society, a managemental position. That is a criteria for seniority. One's knowledge of Vedas. That is a criteria of seniority. And ultimately, one's spiritual advancement. That is also a criteria. So we can see about five criteria when we define seniority. And since there are many criteria in describing seniority, it becomes very complicated. Where to use what? And today, we will go through few examples from real life and Srimad Bhagavatam to understand seniority of a devotee in a Vaishnava community. I could go through them because today morning I got up and first thing I thought, let me check the Bhagavatam roster. In the bed, I took the phone and checked. Oh, then I saw it's my class. So it was good, you know, after chanting some rounds, I could go and, you know, make some points about this. So here, it's very interesting. I was just thinking based on Srimad Bhagavatam, how Bhagavatam defines seniority based on this criteria and how Srila Prabhupada explains this. So to start with, first let's consider Bhagavatam taking age as a criteria for seniority. Okay, age as a criteria above everything. So this is very sensitive topic. We cannot just say, I am spiritually advanced, so I am senior. Or I have more knowledge, I am senior. Bhagavatam take into account age. Can anyone tell where the age is considered as a criteria for seniority in Bhagavatam? Yes, but that was not the only criteria there. The age as the main criteria. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So Vidura wanted to accept a spiritual master at the beginning of third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And who was next to him? Uddhava. Uddhava was next to him, and there is this two beautiful chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter, I think, 2 and 3, where you can hear from Uddhava pastimes of Krishna inside and outside of Vrindavana. If you consider pastimes of Krishna, other than the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, two beautiful chapters are these two chapters from the beginning of 3rd canto. Vidura wanted to accept Uddhava as his spiritual master. And we can hear the qualifications of Uddhava. The beginning of second chapter of the third canto gives the qualifications of Uddhava. Uddhava, from birth, was a great devotee of Krishna. At the age of 5, he started worshipping Krishna. In fact, he was performing deity worship at the age of 5. He was not just playing with the toys, not the, you know, Jagannath toys or Krishna toy. No, he was performing deity worship according to the proper standards from the age of 5. And he was so absorbed in worship of Krishna that if mother calls him to have some prasadam, he wouldn't go. He was so absorbed. He was so absorbed in serving Krishna. So this is the quality of Uddhava. So we can understand such a great devotee of the Lord. And Vidura approached Uddhava and asked about Krishna. Immediately, Uddhava started thinking about Krishna, and he became silent. His eyes closed. And it took some time for him to come back to external consciousness. He was in ecstasy, and it is mentioned that he went to the spiritual plane. A pure devotee, while sitting here, can be with Krishna in the spiritual world. This is the power of prema bhakti. So it is mentioned that the great devotee Uddhava soon came back from the abode of the Lord to the human plane. And wiping his eyes, he awakened his reminiscence of the past and spoke to Vidura in a pleasing mood. Please understand the standard of Uddhava's devotion. While sitting here in front of Vidura, he went to Goloka Vrindavan, he was with Krishna, and he came back. And now he is narrating the pastimes of Krishna. And that's why two chapters are full of nectar. So highly recommend to read those verses. Amazing verses. Description of pastimes of Krishna inside and outside of Vrindavan. So this is the qualification of Uddhava. Not only that. If you go to 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 46, verse number 1, Sukadeva Goswami glorifies Uddhava. He says that Vrishninam Pravaro Mantri, the most respected mantri, minister of all the Vrishnis, all the Yadavas. Jiva Goswami mentions Pravaro, another word is also used in some versions of Bhagavatam, Vrishninam Sammato Mantri. He is the most accepted person among Vrishnis. Krishnasya Daita Sakha. He is the most dear friend of Krishna. Daita Sakha. Not only that, Shishyo Brihaspate Sakshat. Here we are talking about Brihaspati. Shishyo Brihaspate Sakshat. He is the direct disciple of Brihaspati, Devaguru. Why it is mentioned? He is the direct disciple? Because generally Brihaspati doesn't teach directly. He's a big professor in the demigod planets. So he has so many disciples. So normal people are taught, or are very high qualified, but still they are not the top. They are taught by Brihaspati's disciples. But when it came to Uddhava, Brihaspati understood he is very intelligent. So I will teach all the shastras directly. So Shishyo Brihaspate Sakshat Uddhavo Buddhisattama. Buddhisattama means greatly intelligent. And he is very dear to Krishna. That's the reason Krishna personally sent Uddhava to Vraja with Uddhava Sandesh. His messages. And not one message, many messages for different people, for his parents, for different gopis, for Radharani. Everything was given to Uddhava directly. So you can see the intimacy of Uddhava with Krishna. And now here in third canto of Bhagavatam we can understand Krishna has already departed from this world. And Uddhava is so qualified to instruct Vidura by all means. Still, what did Uddhava say? Uddhava said, Nanute Tattva Samradhya Rishi Kaushara Avontike Sakshat Bhagavata Adishto Martyalokam Jihasata. See, Uddhava said, you may take lessons from the great learned sage Maitreya, who is nearby and who is worshipable for reception of transcendental knowledge. He was directly instructed by the personality of Godhead while the latter was about to quit this mortal world. So this is the reason he gives. But Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport. I'll read the purport. Please understand, this is very important and very relevant in this context. The seniority based on age. Although one may be very well versed in the transcendental science, one should be careful about the offense of Maryada Vetikrama or impertinently surpassing a greater personality. According to scriptural injunction, one should be very careful of transgressing the law of maryada vetikrama, because by so doing one loses his duration of life, his opulence, fame and piety, and the blessings of all the world. To be well versed in the transcendental science necessitates awareness of the techniques of spiritual science. Uddhava, being well aware of all these technicalities of transcendental science, advised Vidras to approach Maitri Rishi to receive transcendental knowledge. So in one sense, Uddhava was more qualified, but on other sense, Maitreya was more qualified in terms of age. At the same time, Uddhava was, technically speaking, in terms of spiritual advancement wise, Uddhava was more qualified. That we can hear in 11th canto also. There are three Haridasas are mentioned in Bhagavatam. One is Yudhishthira Maharaj, another one is Uddhava, and the third one is the topmost, that is Haridasa Variya, Giriraj Govardhan. So like that, there are different Haridasas. There also Uddhava's name is mentioned. And so, in application to this in our life, assume there is a junior devotee and a senior devotee, and somebody is asking a question, the senior devotee has to answer the question. So a junior devotee shouldn't answer the question. One should give the chance to the senior devotee. And then, if he allows, the junior should speak. That is a practical application for these kind of things. Otherwise, it is improper. At the same time, age and spiritual qualification can go together as well. In this case, Vidura approached Maitreya because of Maitreya's age primarily. Of course, he was spiritually qualified. And when it comes to Sudha Goswami was the most senior, and age-wise also he was senior. So that's why they mentioned he is the topmost Vedantist in the assembly. And they glorify Sudha Goswami, and then they approach the Sudha Goswami, and then the sages of Naimisharanya, they hear from Sudha Goswami. So there also we can see he had seniority in terms of age and in terms of spiritual knowledge and realization. Because that's why when Shukadeva Goswami was narrating Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, Sudha Goswami was there. He was personally present. He was hearing all those, and then he realized everything by meditating upon them, and then he spoke to the sages of Naimisharanya. We can see that when it comes to the initiation, that is the next point, initiation, it can be generally, we respect if somebody's got initiated way back. Not like, you know, somebody got initiated 10 days before, 1 month before, or 6 months before, 1 year before. These are all on the same level, you know. But if somebody has initiated, you know, 20 years before, you know, we give them respect because somebody has practiced for such a longer time. And if somebody has taken sannyas initiation before, they are being respected. I remember when His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu and Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was here, Bhurijan Prabhu didn't want to sit on a higher asan. He wanted both on the same asan, similar level. Because he's being a sannyasi. Actually, Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was taught by Bhurijan Prabhu in Vrindavan, in Vaichi. So you can understand, he's much, much senior, and he's a disciple of Prabhupada, much, much senior. Still, Bhurijan Prabhu wanted both on the equal position. Because he is a sannyasi. They're respecting the position. Or more like that. So we had to understand, we had to accept the position in terms of initiation, in terms of ashram, etc. Then it comes to the seniority based on position, which is very important. Because when we consider a temple setting, there are managemental authorities. And if we don't respect the authorities, it's a problem, because there will be chaos in the society. Because there has to be a responsible person to make decisions and to lead the society in different capacities. And so there are different managemental positions, and that has to be respected for the smooth running of the society. Otherwise there will be chaos. And we can see that even in Bhagavatam, in the case of pastime with Priyamvrata. Priyamvrata was there, and there it was a universal requirement for him to leave his brahmacharya, get married and accept the position of a king. And for that, who went there? Brahma, Narada. Brahma is the top manager in the universe, and Narada is the spiritual master, and Swayambhu Manu, his father. We can see different personalities interacting. They had, in one sense, different desires. Narada wanted him to be a brahmachari and continue his devotional life and go back home, back to Godhead straight away. Brahmacharya, sannyas, and then back home, back to Godhead. And Swayambhu Manu wanted him to get married and rule over the world. And now, Lord Brahma became the mediator in one sense. And he convinced Priyamvrata to get married. So this is the position. So you can see the parallel lines of authorities. In ISKCON we have this paper, parallel lines of authorities. One line of authority is coming from ISKCON management structure, and other line of authority is coming from our spiritual masters. Both are parallel lines of authority. So we have to satisfy both. If you want to perform devotional service properly, we cannot say that it's all about my guru. My guru has instructed. Yes, that is a valid point, but that is not all in all. Another line is, how about who we are reporting to? Who are our managers? Who are our local authorities? So they are the parallel lines of authorities. The same we can see here in terms of position. Brahma is the top manager and Narada is the spiritual master. Then ultimately, Priyamvrata followed Brahma. And Narada also followed Brahma. Swayambhu Manu also followed Brahma. Why? And Priyamvrata also followed Brahma. Everyone followed Brahma. Why? Because Brahma was carrying the desire of the Supreme Lord. So these advanced devotees, they could understand what is the desire of the Lord. And Brahma represented the desire of the Lord. So everyone followed Brahma. So even Narada Muni is an advanced devotee. He could understand this is the desire of the Lord, that Priyamvrata get married and become a king. And later he will go through Vanaprastha, sannyas, and Vanaprastha, and then go back home, back to Godhead. So we can see how these different authorities are interacting in a very nice fashion, cooperatively. So this is a sign of advancement we can see in Bhagavatam. And that we have to emulate and we have to practice in our Krishna consciousness. Because there are multiple opinions, there will be disagreements, but one has to be cooperative. That's what Prabhupada's instruction, even before leaving the world. You know, love towards me will be shown by how you cooperate in pushing this movement. So we can see, we had to understand the seniorities based on all different levels, not just one. And as we can see here, in terms of Tvashta, because of his Vedic understanding, he was accepted as the authority. And indeed, he becomes a spiritual master of the demigods because of the knowledge. He has such a profound understanding of the knowledge and he knows how to chant Vedic mantras. And on the next is the highest authority in one sense, that is the spiritual authority. Spiritual authority, meaning spiritual advancement. Sukadeva Goswami was probably the youngest in the assembly, just 16 years old. But all the demigods, all great sages, even his father, Brahma, Narada, they all accepted as a spiritual authority. Even though, according to etiquettes, Narada or Vyasa didn't get up from the seat. But others did get up from the seat and respected Sukadeva Goswami. However, everyone listened from Sukadeva Goswami, including his father and Narada Muni, heard from Sukadeva Goswami. That's why it's mentioned that Aham Vedmi Shuko Veti Vyaso Vetina Vetiva. This is mentioned. Aho Vedmi. Lord Shiva is telling, I know the meaning of Bhagavatam properly. Aham Vedmi. I know the meaning of Bhagavatam. Shuko Veti. Sukadeva Goswami also know the real purport of Bhagavatam. Vyaso Vetina Vetiva. Vyasadev may know or may not know the real purport. It's a statement. You can read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I am not speculating. Vyasa vetina vetiva bhaktiya bhagavatam grahyam na buddhya na thikaya. So one should understand Bhagavatam by bhakti, by devotional service. While being engaged in devotional service, one should understand Bhagavatam. Na buddhya, not just by analysis. Na thikaya, not by just reading imaginary commentaries. So the Bhagavatam will be revealed to our heart by reading Bhagavatam while performing devotional service. So this is the point. And now, Vyasadeva is mentioned, he may know or may not, that is another reason. But Shuka, Dev knows the meaning. And so, he being the parrot of Radharani, he knows everything. And so, they all heard from Shukadev Goswami. So there we can see, even though he was a young boy, just 16 years old, everyone accepted him as a spiritual authority based on spiritual realization. So from here, we can understand that there are many criteria for one's seniority. One's age, one's initiation status, one's position, one's knowledge, one's spiritual realization. So in this way, in Vaishnava society, we had to take all this into consideration. It's not just one thing. As I narrated different pastimes from Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam stories actually show us that many things are taken into consideration. So this is part of Vaishnava etiquette. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, Prabhu. It depends on, so I'll repeat the question. The question is, on one side, we are being instructed that we had to feel that we are the lowest. At the same time, we hear that we had to discriminate the devotees based on their position. Now the answer is, this is based on our position as a devotee. Whether we are Kanishta, Madhyama or Uttama. If one is a Kanishta, there is no possibility of discrimination. So when one comes to the platform of Madhyama devotee or a second class devotee, one needs to discriminate. It's very important that one discriminates. If one doesn't discriminate, one may get wrong instructions. One may take instructions from wrong people. One may try to preach to people who are not ready. So there are a lot of issues. So discrimination is very important in progressive Krishna consciousness. So for a Madhyama devotee, which we are trying to be a Madhyama, one has to discriminate. So while discriminating, still we can accept the principle that I am lower. We can accept that we are lower, or we may not be able to see that we are the lowest, because that is actually the qualification of a Uttama. Uttama always feels that I am the lowest. We may not feel that I am the lowest, but at least we can see based on knowledge that we have anarthas, and so I am not that great. So some may be lower than me, but still I may have some knowledge, I may be practicing, but I am not a very advanced devotee. We can take a humble position. We may not be humble, but we can accept a humble position. That's why we say, someone says, you know, Prabhu, you did that, everything. We accept a humble position saying that, no, I didn't do that. You know, I just did because of mercy of such and such. That's the reality. But we are accepting a humble position even though we may not be really feeling humble. So we had to come to the position of accepting a humble position. And then eventually one can actually feel that I am not really qualified. So that is a higher status. That is being an Uttama. Make sense? Thank you. One more? Or Mataji will ask another question. Yeah, he'll come back later. Mataji, go for it.
I'm thinking, because even though when we are in Madhyama position, even there are some people we can give knowledge, some people we can learn knowledge.
Yes.
But that most we can think that we are the lowest, because the knowledge is
Yes.
That even book distribution or someone, they are giving some knowledge about Krishna, that Krishna doesn't send the people who can receive. We are nothing.
Yeah, very, very nice point. Very good point, Madhavi. Very nice point. That in any situation, we can feel that I am humble, which is true. It's a reality if one's consciousness is elevated. But at least we can see that, look, I am not so advanced and somebody is trying to help me. So that is actually, we are making progress in the Madhyama platform. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Tvashta,
yeah.
And there's so much etiquette, but then I notice it's a little difficult because in the devotee community, in the temple, there's such a strong culture, but then we go outside, and sometimes when we preach, like a special preaching to Westerners, there's a completely different culture.
Yes.
And it's easily can swap over also to the temple life, and also how you treat devotees.
Yes.
Especially if you preach together with those devotees.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question, because we had to wear different hats when we are in the temple and when we are outside. And especially when we deal with Westerners, when we are trying to preach to Westerners, we can see that we had to be in a different mood altogether. So this is the external and the internal. So it is part of our culture to behave properly with the devotees. There we say Hare Krishna, we greet, we approach in a humble way. That is the proper etiquette. And when we approach a new Western boy, we had to act their friends in a cool fashion, right? That's what you do. In a pretty cool fashion, you know, hey, how are you going? You know, that is required. It is part of our service. So for example, in a Western preaching setting, you don't call me Prabhu, right? You call me, you know, Gopa, and that's fine. You know, we all call each other name because otherwise it looks weird. You know, everyone Prabhu, everyone is calling Prabhu and Mataji. It can be a little difficult. In the temple is a different story, but in the other preaching setting, it can be difficult. We just call each other name. We don't call Prabhu. So yes, so that kind of adjustments are required for preaching. So this is kind of austerity that we have to perform. Prabhupada said, the real austerity for a devotee is preaching. So this is part of the austerities. And we had to put up with all their arguments. You know, we had to put up with their behavior. It may not be very cultured, but that's part of preaching. That is part of austerity. And it's very good for us, because that will make us humble. So we may not feel humble, but we will be humbled. So it is really good in that sense. So the advice is, we had to take it as our service, and so we had to accept austerities. This is a part of our austerity. At the same time, we cannot carry forward in devotee association. That can be offensive. If you keep the same mentality with the devotees, that can be offensive. So one has to be careful. So we understand this is part of our service, and this is also part of our service, dealing with the devotees. So we had to act appropriately. Like Prabhupada said, one Mataji told Srila Prabhupada, how to deal with others. You know, we are very humble and people are attacking verbally while distributing books, while preaching. And we are meant to be very humble. We are taught to be very humble in the temple. Like Prabhupada said, you know, lamb at home and a lion at chase. You know, when chasing is a lion and lamb at home, lamb. So that is the behavior that is applicable for all devotees, actually. We have to behave properly with other devotees in a humble fashion. But when we are preaching, when we are out, be a lion. Doesn't mean that we have to attack, not in that sense. Not in that sense. But whenever is required, one may have to speak up. One may have to defend. That's all. Yes, bro. Yeah, that's what's happening here. I am not the senior here, but I am sitting on Vyasasana. I know I'm not the senior. Yes, continue. Yeah, we had to understand. No, we are not a senior. Accept the reality. We don't know so much. We are just trying to speak for our own purification. That's all. It's a service. We are doing this as a service, actually. Speaking Bhagavatam or giving lecture. It's not that we are really qualified to instruct on everything, you know. I don't know how to behave properly with all these conditions. I'm just repeating whatever I heard and read. That's all. That's part of a service. But it's good. When we speak, it purifies us. Then I had to think, you know, I am speaking this, so I had to behave properly. That's all. So it's very important that we accept all those services, like speaking and cultivating and accepting even leadership roles. It's important. It's purifying. It's not just, you know, it's not just a glorious thing, you know, in terms of, you know, it's not all about glorification. You know. It's purifying. Yes, Mataji.
Can you please help me on this one? Because yesterday I went to a doctor, the Indian doctor,
yeah. Speaking
to him. But every patient, because he's patient, he has to smoke cigarette.
Yeah.
He has to drink coffee, he has to walk, he's not sedentary, he can't sit through this.
Yeah.
He has a body, he's giving properly, but he has difficulty.
Yes.
Name for bone, very dark, very chain smokers.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I feel like so much? I didn't say anything, but I gave up. But he was having to take the books and he was very tired. But I don't know, I was thinking so much, I didn't say anything because I didn't know how to do it.
Just invite him to temple. That's all. Yeah, just call him, do a follow-up call. And here we have a feast. Please come, take darshan. Just be friends, that's all. Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Then, no need to preach about smoking now. Those things will happen later. Actually, meat eating, smoking, no need to preach actually. It'll change. If they come to temple, if they are in the association of the devotees, if they start chanting, if they start hearing lectures, slowly all this thing will happen. Eventually we can tell, you know, it's not good, maybe it's not good. That's all we had to say, eventually. Yeah, he knows too. So there is no strength, you know. Somebody is a chain smoker or addicted to meat. Initially, it is difficult. We had to understand. Not required, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Hare Krishna. Never, actually, this we had to remember.
Because they have all the knowledge and they are doing it, it's very difficult.
Yeah, if we can help them with, you know, good friendship and some prasadam, that's sufficient. Yeah. Yeah. Good preaching, Mataji. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.